ABC Radio Australia.
Public outcries against police violence in Fiji are gaining heat after a forceful arrest of a local bus driver. A video posted on social media shows a police officer pulling forcefully on the driver's head and the man saying he cannot breathe. The officer in question has been suspended from duties while an internal investigation is conducted. But as Marion Farr reports, the Fiji Law Society alleges the use of unnecessary force by the police is becoming all too frequent.
Captured on video, a police officer is seen yanking the neck of a young bus driver multiple times. The officer stops and the bus driver is heard saying, "I can't breathe." The alleged incident happened on Monday at a bus stop in the town of Labasa on the island of Vanualevu. Fijian MP Lenora Gerengeretabua from the National Federation Party witnessed the incident.
I saw this police officer trying to pull a driver out of his seat by a handcuff, which was by then attached to the driver's left wrist. Passengers sitting in the bus were gesturing and shouting, and I saw a student standing by the door recording or videoing the incident on a mobile phone.
The driver, 30-year-old Elvin Manny, was seated in the bus when it's understood the police officer stepped on board and asked for his name. When the situation escalated, Ms. Gerengeretabua asked the officer to stop.
Excuse me, I'm a member of parliament. You cannot do that.
I'm telling him that he is to come out.
I said to him, look, you can't do that to him. You can't do that to him.
She says what took place was deeply disturbing.
When times are so hard right now in Fiji, we've been through so much violence as a country, way too much. And to have an officer who has sworn to protect the people behaving in such a manner is just not acceptable, not acceptable at all.
Elvin Manny was taken into custody and charged with seriously assaulting a police officer and failing to give his name and address. The officer in question has now been suspended from his duties pending an internal investigation into his conduct. Monday's events have sparked a public outcry in Fiji, with footage of the arrest shared more than 2,000 times on social media. Mr. Manny's sister, Shellen Manny, says the family has been traumatised.
I am shaken. I am very shaken. It is very disturbing to see what my brother has been going through. All my mother is saying that she has lost the trust in the Fiji police force and she cannot ever believe and trust the Fiji police force ever again.
Ms. Manny says she's asked police for a report into her brother's medical condition, but the request was refused. The ABC has contacted Fiji police for comment but received no response. Ms. Manny says she's deeply concerned about her brother's well-being after a brief conversation with him on the phone yesterday morning.
My mother asked him, "How are you?" The only thing with heavy-hearted, he said, "I'm not well."
President of the Fiji Law Society, Wiley Clark, says while Monday's events were shocking, it's not an isolated case.
What we're seeing is this sort of disproportionate force being used to effect arrests is becoming more and more sort of prevalent. Rather than it being the sort of last step, it's become almost sort of the first response.
And Mr. Clark says that's concerning.
Not only does it undermine public trust, but I think it also erodes the rule of law, because rule of law requires the respect for people's, for human rights and people's right to question authority and to raise legitimate questions about why they are being detained.
The Law Society president believes more should be done to address what he alleges to be systemic issues within Fiji's police force.
And I think it really then requires, we think, a closer look at the training that these police officers are receiving and also the leadership within the police force sending a clearer message that they must use their powers in a sort of more sort of restrained way.
Fiji Law Society, Wiley Clark, ending that report by Marion Farr. And local media are reporting that Elvin Manny was released on bail after appearing in the Labasa Magistrates Court yesterday.